إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن شاء الله تعالى in the continuation of our lesson in the book الوصية الشرعية للتزوج والاستعداد ليوم الميعاد. We come to the page 22 of the book, and if I'm not mistaken, we ended in the fourth paragraph. Four? We are supposed to start from wa'lam, isn't it? Is that how we are supposed to? But briefly, in our last lesson, the writer discussed about the situation of a person when death approaches him. He falls in a situation of either visitation by angels of Rahman, or he is visited by the angels of punishment. And the writer ended by giving us the prophetic advice that we should preoccupy ourselves with remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all the time, so that it becomes easy for us to make such remembrance at the point of death, so as to assist us in pronouncing the kalima la ilaha illallah, because of the hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man kana akhiru kalamuhu la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. Whoever is fortunate to have La ilaha illallah as his last word in this world, as his last statement, that person surely will enter paradise. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to include us among these people. So he says, we should continue to hold on to sabr, because definitely we are going to be tested. Our sabr does not only mean patience, it includes perseverance, it includes for you to endure hardship, because every form of hardship, every form of trial are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to test our level of patience, to test our level of faith, to test our level of endurance. And he quoted a verse of the Quran in Surah Muhammad, where Allah says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَنَبْلُوَ أَخْبَارَكُمْ. We are certainly going to test you, O mankind, until we know those who struggle much. Struggling here means those who struggle to a kind of fight the shaitan when the time comes. The shaitan used to come when Allah is testing you and you tend to be perverted. Shaitan tends to change your sense of direction, because it is the time of prayer. Shaitan will be very close to you, so at that time you will be battling either to become one of the awliya of shaitan, أعوذنا الله من ذلك, one of the awliya of Rahman. And there is this famous example I normally use of Imam Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah, where he was about dying and he was shouting La Ba'd, La Ba'd, and the son was erroneously taking that statement as if he is refusing to die. He is thinking that he will not die. Then when he comes to his senses, he told his son that that is not the interpretation. Shaitan came to meet me and was telling me that Ahmad, today you have become saved from me, Shaitan. Then I said, La, but not yet, not yet, not yet. It's not that, not yet, my not yet does not refer to it is not yet time for death. Until I am totally not living, I'm no more in this world before I can boast of I'm free from Shaitan. And we all know famous example of Abdul Qadir Jailani, who was praying one night and Shaitan appeared and he saw a light shining. Shaitan said, from today, you Abdul Qadir, today we have made everything haram, we have made it halal for you. You are praying in the night and you see a light telling you that today everything that is hot, haram, we made it halal. Because Abdul Qadir Jailani has knowledge before Ibadah. So he said, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan, because he knows that there is no creature that has the authority to change the rules and ordinances of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem. Then fire strike that light immediately. Then Shaitan said, Abdul Qadir Jailani, you have tried. You are so powerful to have destroyed me like this. Then he said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Nobody has power. I have no power. Then Shaitan concluded, he said, I have saved the life of your type. That is, call out like Abdul Qadir Jailani, said, I have destroyed and I have made them to go astray the life of your type in thousands. Those are the kind of shaykh, when they happen to see such light, they come and say, today God has talked to me. Everything halal, haram is halal for me. All these shaykh, you normally hear, they will come to the public and utter. We have them in the Okene, who will say, all the women in this world, including people's wives, Allah has conducted their marriage in the heaven for them. So that is, it happens to see your wife, you don't mind doing anything with her, because as far as he was told, when he was praying the night, she don't care, and was telling him that all the women in the world, Allah has conducted their marriage in the seventh heaven, so that he follows you. And whenever he commits fornication or adultery, Shaitan will come to him again during the time of prayer. Are you getting it? Shaitan has power, even if we are praying, to a kind of cause you perversion. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us the advice. If you are praying and your mind is wavering, your mind is not settled, you should say, I was blaming the story, man. See to the left, isn't it? Because Shaitan will come. It is only when we are fasting. Fasting is harder and stronger and more vehement in dealing with Shaitan than our prayer. That is why if you are fasting and you are even sleeping, the kind of breathing you are breathing disturbs Shaitan. Shaitan ran away. And that is why even your breathing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much love that breathing. That in the sight of Allah is fairer and is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the fragrance of musk and musk. This is the best thing. Are you getting it? So, حتى نعلم المجاهدين منكم. Allah said, we are certainly going to try you to know how strong are you against Shaitan. How strong are you against your evil desire? ونعلم والصابرين, and those who are patient. And I used to say patient, as far as our ulama has classified it, majorly is four. الصبر في طاعة الله. الصبر عن معصية الله. الصبر عند المصيبة أو الفتنة أو البلاء. Patience in following the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are trying to follow the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you are seeing a lot of challenges. So you should still be patiently following the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be patient. Do not say because others who are not following the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are having this, they are being enriched, they have wealth, they are kaza, they are this. You should not look at them. Just patiently be waiting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-sabr an al-ma'siyah. No matter how evil, no matter how sin is attracted to you, be patient and leave it. As-sabr in the musibah. And you have to be patient whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicts you with any form of affliction, any form of torment, any form of fire, you should go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ended the verse by saying, وَنَبْلُوَ أَخْبَارَكُمْ. We are testing to see how you are struggling against Satan, how you are patiently waiting for Allah, and also what are going to be your statements, أَخْبَارَكُمْ. Allah tried you and he said, where are you? Oh Allah, where are you? Is it really that you exist? And you know this is common with those who are not Muslims. Oh God, where are you? I am suffering. Allah will know that, okay, you don't even have the yaqeen that Allah exists. You don't even have the yaqeen that Allah, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ مِنْهُ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ, isn't it? Allah is closer to you than your jugular vein. He said, وَعْلَمْ أَخِ الْكَرِيمِ. He said, beware. Know that, oh my beloved brother, oh my honored brother, وَأُخْتِي الْكَرِيمِ, and my honored sister, وَأَهْلِي, and my family, وَأَحْبَابِي, and those who love me, أَنَّ بَلَاءِ اللَّهِ لَإِبَادِهِ, that the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to come, يَكُونُ فِي الْخَيْرِ وَالشَّرِ, it used to come in things that are good and in things that are bad. Do not restrict the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody is sick, you say Allah is testing him. Are you getting it? Somebody is poor, this is the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody lost his job, this is the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inclusive of somebody just got married, this is the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody just bought a new car, it's a test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody gave birth to a new baby, it's a test. So, fil khayr wal shar. Test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in both. Whatever you are given in this world, even the strength, the power you have, the ability for you to do things that are good and bad, everything are tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kama fi qawlihi ta'ala, as it has come in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, كل نفس ذائقة الموت ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة وإلينا ترجعون. Allah says, كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Anything that has soul, every soul shall taste death. Even the angels, they will taste death. Even the death itself will taste death. You know that? يوم القيامة, when those who enter paradise have finally entered paradise, and those who are going to remain in hell are there. What I'm trying to say is, initially, some people go to paradise, some are in what? Hellfire. Are you getting it? And some are yet to enter paradise. They are neither in paradise, they are neither in hell, because of their daraja in this world. They are ashabul a'raf. Allah will give them the opportunity of what? Looking at those in hell and looking at those in paradise. And they will communicate to both. Eh? They will ask those in hell. Because of the fact that originally they are people of paradise, but because of the extraordinary commitment they have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give them this opportunity. They are referred to as Ashab al-A'raf. They will be there, they will be watching. They will say, we are Ahlul Jannah. They will ask the people of Hellfire, Ahlul Nar, قَدْ وَجَدْنَا مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّنَا حَقًّا فَهَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقًّا قَالُوا نَعَمْ فَأَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنٌ بَيْنَهُمْ أَنْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْإِيَّ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. They will ask, we meant that all the promises Allah has made are true. Have you also found it? We were told that if we remain constant in our iman, if we remain committed to our Islam, if we do not allow ourselves to be corrupted by shaitan, we will enter eternal felicitation. We are now experiencing it in the paradise. Have you also met your own? They will say, na'am. Then a call will be made. That, okay, you the heaven, la'natullahi al-kafirin, na'udhu billahi min zalik. After that, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be allowed to go into hellfire. And Allah will ask him, go and remove from hellfire any person that has an atom of iman. And any person that died in shirk will not have atom of iman, because if you do shirk and you do not repent and you die, that is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will not be able to take out even his uncle Abu Talib, because of shirk. The only thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to reduce his punishment in hellfire. And the least punishment in the hellfire which he was given, that he is being offered two silpas of hellfire to wear. That is so hot to the extent that he is wearing the silpas and the brain is busy bubbling. Like water at the highest level of temperature. Are you getting it? So anybody that has an atom of iman, meaning these people, their iman is unshakable. But the problem they had is they were too busy committing one sin or the other. So they are going to hellfire in the form of prison to torture them, to purify them, because of now bring them out. Allah Himself will do shafa'ah for them. After that, then Allah will now ask, this death we are dying, death itself. The Prophet ﷺ described it as reported in Sahih Bukhari that it is like a ram. You know ram? It's like that. Then it will now be announced, and Allah will give command that they should slaughter this ram, which is the death we are dying. Then when it is slaughtered, that is the division. That is the eternal partition between people of hellfire and people of paradise. When it is being slaughtered, then Allah will announce, Ya Ahl al-Nar, khuludun fala maut. All you, the people of hellfire, live there eternally, no more death. And what happened is, their sin, whenever it's born, بَدَّلْنَا جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ. The skin is burning, Allah is replacing it with another skin. The flesh is burning, Allah is replacing it with another flesh. Then Allah also tells the people of paradise, خُلُودٌ فَلَا مَوْتُ. Oh, you people of paradise, live in paradise forever and ever, no more death. Nobody will now fear death again. So the death itself will die. Then said, كُلُّ نَوْتٍ ذَلِكَ تُمْوَتُ. Every soul shall taste death. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ fitnatan. Allah says, I am trying you with what? Sharr, with things that are bad, evil. Wal khair, and with things that are good. Fitnatan, as a trial, as a test. So everything that Allah gives us, this verse is showing us clearly that whatever we have of good or bad, everything is test. Wa ilayna turja'un, and it is unto me, all of you are returning. Surah Al-Anbiya. وَقَدْ ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ لَنَا أَنْوَاعًا مِنَ الْبَلَاءِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention to us أَنْوَاعًا مِنَ الْبَلَاءِ, type of trial, type of test Allah is going to give. في قوله تعالى, in His saying, as in Surah Al-Baqarah from verse 155 to 157, Allah says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ مِنْ هَمْزِهِ وَنَفْثِهِ وَنَفْثِهِ وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُم مُّصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. Allah says, ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف. I am going to test you بشيء, with anything. Allah can say anything. من الخوف, like fear. Some people, Allah will try them with fear. They are rich, They have this, they have that, they have everything to them. But whenever they want to sleep, that they will be fearing. Or sometimes, Allah wants to try us to fear. In terms of battle, everybody is fearing. What do you do? Sometimes Allah tries us with hunger. They are with famine. ونقص من الأموال and reduction in our properties, in our wealth. والأنفس reduction in the life you have. Your beloved ones or your children, Allah will reduce the soul. By what? Killing some of them. What samarot? And in our vegetation, samarot. Then Allah ended by saying, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. So look at the sabr. Allah says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give good news. Give glad tidings. To whom? الصَّابِرُونَ. Those who are patient. Those who endure. Because this endurance, wallahi, is very difficult. It is easy when you are saying it. But when it happened to you, that is when we are going to know whether it is easy or not. Everybody will tell you, it's good to have trouble. Anytime you are in trouble, that is why Muslims, we have to go close to one another. When somebody is passing through pain and nobody is close to tell him, وَبَشِّرُ الصَّابِرِينَ, then Shaitan will give him the kind of things, way out, that will lead him away from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recently, day before yesterday, I was reading a newspaper, there is a fire outbreak in Okene, serious one, fire outbreak. And Okene, what all this page? This is weekly cross on the 5th page of 23rd January. What I want to, it affected all those, the total area. I was very happy that that church there burnt down. Even the pastor was talking and he was even looking for help. May Allah not help them. May the church never stand up again. So that area, the total area, people burnt, cars burnt. It was one of these tankers coming from the other side, and at that AP filling station, it lost its brake and it's just even the Achaba, the Okada, the Goyi man in front, that was saying, people you run away, the tank is coming. He ended up being burned. Fire outbreak in Okene has been occurring, isn't it? Some is natural like this. Some we are the ones burning ourselves, isn't it? So Allah has decided that okay, more burning will continue. If it is easy. Are you getting it? The Israelites, they are not learning any lesson. If you read very well, what was his name? There's one person who is the manager of Mr. Beast in that area, because some part of the Mr. Beast was correct. In his analysis, his name is, I will check and tell you later. He said it is unfortunate that for our Mr. Beast Center alone, we are now counting losses amounting to 900,000 naira. So many people died. Mr. Abedo Samuel, he is the branch manager of the Mr. Beast in Okene. He said, what is funny? Look, he said something. He said, what is funny is that there are people who rush to come and appeal, quench the fire. But look at the irony. He said, the irony, the surprising thing was that the cyclist who was allowing people to run for safety was himself knocked down and killed by the tanker. He said, there's one very important point that I want you to, I know it, but I want to read it in his own language. He said, it is funny. I can't get it. See, it is funny that people who rush to come and assist them in the Mr. Beast, and fire was burning, people are being consumed by fire. They are still the same people who are busy eating their chicken and stealing their money. Are you getting it? They stole all the chicken they cooked for that day People are dying, burning, shouting, looking for assistance. What people are giving, taking good money in the service. Are you getting Christ one and that? Then how do you rationalize, or how do you juxtapose the action of having coincided with the service and the action of assisting people who are burning? So any person that refuse to adhere to ordinances of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always not be controlled by any, they will not be controlled by any type of any type of calamities like this. You know, he said the funny thing, okay, I've got it. The funny thing is that the same people who came to help to quench the fire helped themselves to all our chicken, drinks and consumables in the process. You can see the kind of people we have in that area. So I'm not saying he's going to test us. You know, it was a fear and in a reduction of our wealth and life. Life went on. Over 20 people died. Some sustained injuries. The total station is raised down. That is normal when you're coming, say, right, broken at the total area. So this test that comes, and I'm just making that it's going very recent. Then Allah said, Wabashir is sabirin. Who is the sabir here now is the one who says, okay, I have somebody who has died there. I can die in that manner. Let me change my intention. Let me purify myself. Let me repent. Rather, people are busy committing order. They are becoming more criminal than before. Allah says to us. Allah says, Alladina idha asabatuhum musibah. They are those that whenever any of it touches them, call you, they say, Inna lillahi, we are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From Him we come. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un. It is unto Him we are returning. Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahmat. Those are the people that alayhim salawat. Salawat min rabbihim wa rahmat. Not salat, salawat. Blessing, ni'mah. This is the meaning of salat. Ni'mah. Allah will have mercy upon them. Allah will bless them. Salawat min rabbihim wa rahmat. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will have mercy. Wa ulaikum al muqtadun. And they are the ones that are truly guided. Some people that used to say, why they say Salat al-Fatihi is better than a certain in Quran. If you recite one Salat, Allah will, in turn, give you 10 of that, isn't it? Just you did one salat, and Allah make 10 for you. You know the reward of that? Allah did not give you recite one verse. Allah will recite 10. Allah will only give you reward. So now ask them, what are salawat? That there is no, it has no extent, isn't it? Allah is salawat. That does not make any person better than anybody. Even the Salat, probably if you are talking about the Salat of Ibrahimiyya, not any other Salat that somebody has formulated. لِذَلِكَ because of that, وَجَبَ عَلَيْنَا التَّسْلِيمِ بِقَضَاءِ اللَّهِ لَنَا وَفِينَا فِي كُلِّ هَذِهِ الْأُمُورِ الْمُتَقَلَّبَةِ وَالَّتِي لَا تَسْتَقِرْ عَلَى حَالٍ. لِذَلِكَ for that, وَجَبَ عَلَيْنَا, it has become mandatory upon us, التسليم, تسليم المطلق, التسليم, that we should unconditionally submit the قضاء الله with Allah's resolution, Allah's destiny. Allah has said this should happen, and it has happened. So the only reason we have is what? It's just no any other reason. Just for me. And inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah knows why he has given that it should happen that way. And why it should happen that very time. To Allah belongs the knowledge behind it. Because Allah lana, with what Allah has predestined over us, wafina, and in us, he kulli hadhihi al-umur, in all these issues, in all these affairs, al-mutaqallaba, that is always changing, it's always changing. Nobody has been rich and they have been rich, they will reach, be rich forever. Nobody is small and he will be small forever. Nobody is poor and be poor forever. Nobody is healthy and he has never experienced sickness. When al-mutaqallaba, it is continuously changing. When it will lack of taqir, that it has not been permanent for any person. There are some families that before they used to worry about that. They still have that one, isn't it? Where are they? Where is the Aradua? His wife is busy touring the whole world. Today, the Aradua is still living. That is why we are praying that he should continue to live. And we don't want him to die. Because as far as we Muslims are concerned in Nigeria, Yahya is part of the problem in justice. Obafanjo is better than him as far as the problem in justice is concerned. You can be better than Obafanjo in another area. But this is why we Muslims in this country need him. We needed him and he thought that he can do anything and today Allah has shown him. And he has not, I don't know whether those who are following his footsteps are learning lessons. He is not dead, he is looking at the position he cannot come. The wife is alive, she is still healthy, but she is ashamed. Today, it is now, you know, people try to cover the destiny, the predestination of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't cover it. They decline, they don't want to resign. Yeah, God, you don't want to resign. That's why that he is not speaking on the dead. Like Koloku died. You know, listen to me. You know, Rabo, you know, you have not got he's talking. He cannot talk to us again through Nigerian media. He's talking about to BBC or to Al Jazeera. Are you getting me? And they are hiding him. Yes, well, we need you. Come now. Let us continue. You think you got him? And you are satisfying the interest of the kuffar because he said, say I give, say Al-Zarqi, Tavarqi. It must be two times. Call? Before, when the numbers do like this, before, during the time of Tarzoma, it means La Allahu Muhammad. And nothing more than that. Allah says, the Prophet says, it has changed today, and the Muslims are not supporting it. Say Al-Zarqi. Two times, we must do two times. We must not, you know what he's trying to do two times? We must commit the couple two times. Summa kafaru, summa amanu, summa kafaru. Summa zadu, couple. Just yesterday, even if you read this newspaper, it is, alhamdulillah, when people now see that, the reality is there, they have decided to. They say if they catch any policeman now or any mopo, he must be shot. Because they are the ones that have changed into another uniform and are killing our Muslims. Now it is now soldier. They have curfew is from 5 p.m. to 10 a.m. Any moment from 5, whether you're a policeman, you don't want to be outside. Everything is. And they have, alhamdulillah, what they are now saying in the house, they are cleaning. But they are saying it when Muslims have lost so many lives, unjustly. And each of them has read the constitution that they are going to safeguard this constitution, and it is part of the constitution that they are going to safeguard the life and property of Nigerians. But where are we today? So that is why nobody should even pray that what you are saying. If you are a dual repentance and become a good Muslim, that is our own happiness, isn't it? If he is not yet ready to repent, may Allah increase his trouble he's facing.
I think the situation now is far, far different from 1 year ago of Salam. Jonathan is acting in his absence, despite the fact that officially they don't recognize him acting in his absence. But Allah has decided that he will act in his absence. He said, oh, officially I told you, Jonathan, this man is acting. Even the wife is talking about everywhere as well. Asking what lady? She is commissioning projects here and there, isn't it? And she is representing the so, officially recognizing this is conduct, whether they submit or not. So, at submit, that is all what makes you to remain in peace. Submit. And I feel that you are not going to have this. The earlier you submit, the better. The hadith of quotes says, Abdi, answer to read, wa ana uri. Isn't it? My servant, you wish, you are longing for, and I am also longing for. I wish this for you, and you wish that for yourself. Then Allah says, فَإِنْ تَرَكَّنِ فِي مَا أُرِيدْ أَكْفِكَ مَا تُرِيدْ. If you submit for me, you leave that for one, and come and follow what I wish for you, أَكْفِكَ مَا تُرِيدْ. You will not get exactly what you are looking for, but what I will give you will only surprise you better than what you are looking for. وَإِنْ تَرَكَّنِ فِي مَا أُرِيدْ أَسْعَرْتُكَ مَا تُرِيدْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُنُ لَكَ إِلَّا مَا أُرِيدْ. If you continue to struggle, if you continue to struggle against my own wish for you, then number one, أَسْعَرْتُكَ مَا تُرِيدْ, I will make it considerably very difficult for you. And that's what you are looking for. And after that, at the end, ثُمَّ لَا يَكُنُ لَكَ إِلَّا مَا أُرِيدْ. You will not have choice that at the end you still come back to us, what I wish for you. It has happened to even me myself. I let me tell you myself, so that everybody will now check himself. Ever since my primary school, secondary school, I love languages. And I love all this reading, writing, and I love the way of ulama. And I'm almost like, if I put small effort, it becomes true. But I want to be a doctor. There's one of my friends who was after our media, was a long story, I don't want to cut it short. After our media, in Maiduguri, he did the media science and was given art, fine art. And he chose to read human message. They said it is a mistake, he will rectify it. I was there, he told the media coordinator, Professor J.D. Amin, he said, this is not a mistake, you made a mistake, but Allah has directed you because that is my own destination. He continued his fine art. When you talk about richness today, he is not even living in Nigeria anymore. The last time I saw him is when we are still busy battling with strike, no strike, today he has, because he just read the fine art. 4 years and he graduated. Immediately, he saw, we call it Boy Gift. I don't know, Boy Gift, construction company. He was doing this logo for them. One of their people from West Germany, another, saw the logo. Who did this? And they took him. And he is enjoying his life. We are interrupted in Fima Uri, Aksika Maturi. And you know what he's not doing? I learned that he has lied. That he wants to build the best hospital, not even in Nigeria, in the whole world. I know it's not possible, but do you know what is his fight? His foresight is he wants to have a hospital that is completely Islamic with his money now, isn't it? But if he's trying to become ready as he is becoming doctor, he won't look like a Muslim again because he wants to become doctor. Are you getting it? But what is Zahantani Sima Uri? As after commentary, you read medicine, but you are going to read veterinary medicine again, not human medicine. And you still come back to become a preacher, that I want you to do. Only this. You will live a happy life, but if you continue to worry yourself, fight against Allah's decision, you are just worrying yourself. The only thing is that you delay yourself, before you, and you will now regret at the time. When you get a radio of nothing.
to Tasneem al-Mutlaq. Because do you know how I have to agree? Say, La Tastaqir. Anything that is given to you in this world, La Tastaqir, is not permanent. La Tastaqir, it will not be permanently there. Come. وَكَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى Just the way Al-Mana Allah stated in another verse, Allah says, قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ قُلْ The prophet should say, proclaim, declare before mankind, anybody, لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا Nothing shall touch us. Nothing bad will touch, no affliction can come our way. You don't have any power to touch us and declare the word all the time. إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا Except what Allah has written. That's all I mean. When Abdullah Azzam, one of the lions of Mujahideen, alayhi rahmatullah, when he was questioned by some of these Russians, they said, we will go and come back. And by the time we come back, we have excelled. You know we have excelled better than you in technology and we continue. Abdullah Azzam says, he said, the answer to your question, he said, when I came to Afghanistan, Abdullah Azzam, originally he's a Palestinian, he's from Palestine, and he spent his life in Jordan, and that is where he got the every guidance towards Afghanistan. He came to Palestine, he was trying to assist them, but he discovered that what is going on in Palestine is a racial problem, which is a problem which the Jewish are consciously going to attack Islam, but the Palestinians are seeing it as a racial problem. So rather, they should go to where they will plan to come and emancipate the Islamic problem there. Up to now, it's in the dialogue of Al-Falafin lil-Falafinin, not lil-Muslimin. They see, I'm telling you, the inhabitants of Palestine look at you, a Muslim or other country, as not as a stranger, and you're not supposed to take active part. That's why they turn my mouth today, from Jakarta tomorrow, and it will fail. That's why they embrace all of those useless Akida. First of all, say, you want me to fight in front of Philistines? Alhamdulillah! He said, Alhamdulillah! How will I do it? You don't have to fight it. Alhamdulillah! From the Kubo. Abdul Hazam was there, he said, in the night, people that they are fighting me in front of. You see some drinking alcohol, some will be playing joker, what? Some will be singing, they will put music, they will be dancing, and tomorrow they will be shooting guns. Guys, just how would you reconcile this? No, it's not possible. No jihad here. He now went to where it's more serious. That's what led him to Afghanistan. By passing through, he went to Pakistan, what? He became a lecturer because he had his PhD in Usuluddin. He was teaching in Islamabad, the capital of Pakistan, before he now gathered students here and joined Mujahideen in Afghanistan. Now, Azam said, he said, when I came to Afghanistan, he was telling the Russian general, when I came to Afghanistan, he said, I was relaxing in one of the rocky areas, top of rock, doing the evening like this, with my gun, and wind was blowing, and I saw a paper, wind blowing. He says, behold, it was one of the, just one, the paper, one of the pages of this book of Sayyid Qutb, Al-Mu'allim fi Tariq, the milestone. So he was reading it. He says, from there I'll give you my answer now. He says, I read it, I was just, he says, it was Allah that sent me that copy. So there was a Mujahid that was stationed there after he obtained his Shahada. Then some of his properties were not seen. So one of the pages of the milestone was blown, and he said he found it. He said, Allah says, كُلَّا يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا
وعلى الله فليتوكل
المؤمنون. Allah has written them. You will touch out like this, and this is who we are going to deal with you. If you come back again, if Allah said you are all going to die, it will happen. If Allah has not said so, you will die. And that, he says, the end of that life, as explained by Sayyid Qutb in the milestone, Allah says, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. But you, وَعَلَى technology, فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الرَّاشِئِينَ الرُّشِيَا. For, they are depending on their technology, we are depending on Allah. And technology continues to have change from time to time. Allah does not change. في قوله تعالى and as it was recited in the saying of Allah تعالى that قل الله ومالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتؤذ من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. قل الله وذلك على أكبر الرسول to declare, call it, declare, tell it to him. اللهم مالك الملك. It's Allah. It is Allah who wants Allah. مالك الملك. Allah is the king of all kings. Allah is the leader of all leaders. Allah is the president of all presidents. You see? What are you after? With Allah, with Allah's position, is the general, isn't it? Is the most high. Malik al-Mulk. Tu'til mulka man tasha. Allah gives kingdom. Allah gives leadership. To whom he likes. Wa tanzi'ul mulka mimman tasha. Allah restricts. Allah removes. What? Kingdom, leadership from whom he likes. They are ruling, they have been ruling Afghanistan before Allah chose them away and gave the kingdom, the leadership of Afghanistan to the Muslims. What to is the Mantasha? Allah empowers, Allah magnifies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives Izzah to live his life. What to is the Mantasha? Allah disgraces, Allah condemns whom he likes. بيدك الخير. And you should also declare بيدك الخير. Say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, everything is in your hand. Every type of good is in your hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Verily, you are powerful to that all things. So from this verse, the scholar, the writer of this book, is inferring that we should know that everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then if it is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is from that Allah we should seek it from. And when anything is leaving us, we should also know that it's going back to where it's coming from. It's not like a kind of recycling, like the water we are doing is recycling, isn't it? Everything is recycling. Us, when you are small, you know our pictures are seen now, when we are small, we are more handsome than this. You are becoming old, you are getting fresher and clean, you are becoming a jewel. That's why you should even marry in time, because marry at the time when you look at yourself as you are in your time, you are enjoying your time. Because you will not be looked at as, look at this old man, go. You even talk and some of them will tell you, yeah, look at what you are saying. You think you can marry me? Go and marry your type. There are a type that has given back to five children and his husband is dead. Go and marry that one. You are not married. I don't marry. So, in the world of page 22, we are taught how to submit to Qadar Illahi wal Qadar and how to be patient with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. we need to have
after 5 days, after the prayers, the Imam announced that people should stand up. They want to pray, want to observe the funeral prayer, the janaz, Salatul Janaza, and Salatul Janaiz for those who are dead in the crisis. Actually, this is what we call Salatul Ghaib. Salatul Ghaib. If somebody dies and you are not sure that the funeral prayer has been observed, you are not sure that the person has been prayed for, then you should, where you are, either you alone or those who are with you, join and offer the janaza. Are you getting me? So that is Salatul Ghaib. Some people, even after they know that it was performed, they still do it. This one has no evidence. Like when Bin Baz died in Kano, in the Jituri, every part of the north, they did the janaza. Are you getting me? But this one is not founded. Despite the fact that Al-Bani himself in his book, Kitab al-Janaiz, condemned doing it while you are sure that it has been done. Are you getting me? The only hadith they use is a hadith that is almost a khususiyya, specifically for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to practice, which is the hadith of that woman that he used to sleep the month of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She died in the evening, and the Sahaba prepared her and they prayed for her and buried her. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the next day, said, "Why don't you call me? I wanted to pray for her." You know, the prayer the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam observed is better than whoever. Then the Prophet repeated it, despite that the prayer that has been done. So they used to say it that since the Prophet does that, we can also do it. But we should understand the situation and instance of the happening of that. So definitely we know that the crisis is just, some people will die and there will not even be people to pray for them. Some will be even buried by these useless policemen who knows nothing about Salat. So we can do it. Maybe that is what the Imam did in area 1, so don't come up. So it is on the way of Allah Ta'ala A'la. Question goes like this. Some people have the habit of appointing somebody that if I die, you are going to pray for me. And in certain situations, you discover that even the person you appointed died before you. So is it in line with Islam? And if it happens that it's in line, the person you appointed is dead, what is the next line of action? Appointing somebody to pray for you, there is nothing wrong about that. Even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Aisha, if I die, so if you die before me, I will wash, I am be the one to wash your body." Are you getting it? That is when the Prophet eventually died, there were a lot of contradictions here and there. The Sahaba, they were saying, how are we going to wash the body of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? They were arguing. Some say, do we remove his clothing? Some say, the Prophet, you remove his clothing and wash it. Who are you? So this argument was going. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a voice to them. So in one of the corners of the room, they started hearing the voice, "Do not remove his clothes." Any prophet, whenever he dies, you wash him like that. Don't remove anything. You wash him with his clothing on him. And again, you bury him there. If any prophet die while I'm sitting, it has become wajib that he should be buried here. The grave will be here. So you're now watching that. I think Ali radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Al-Fadl ibn Abbas, and others, they were the ones who handled the ghusl. So when it happened that time, Aisha said, when that argument was going, has it been, I remembered that statement of Prophet that if I die before him, he washed me. And if I die before her, sorry, if he dies before me, I wash, I will have washed him. So he won't stop all that argument. Are you getting me? So appointing somebody to carry out an action that is not contrary to Islam after all, that is good. If you, if there will be in your wasiyah, maybe one is serious, please, if I eventually die in this evening, please, if you are around, pray, lead the prayer. If you are not around, just pray. You can mention about three people. If this one is not around, let this one. If that one is not around, let that one. It's good. And it is a way of, because ulama says, all that one will make people to adhere to your wasiyah, legacy you are leaving behind. So there are some other wasiyah you will leave that are more stringent. If they follow that one, it will be easy for them to follow the rest. Maybe he said, never, never, and never should my daughter be given in marriage to anyone who is not Ahlul Sunnah. But this wasiyah, if they don't follow the first one, to make at least as far as they remember, they will forget about it. It's even good if your daughter can understand, you should tell her directly. If she cannot understand, she is small, you instruct the mother. When she grows up, tell her, I said this. So, wallahu alam, so it is allowed. So if the person dies before you, then the next thing you do, if then you appoint another person, or you leave it to the discretion of the family when you die. Number two, how do we know whenever we are afflicted with a fitna, a trial, a bala, how do we know it is from Allah or it's from Shaitan? Even the one that is from Shaitan, everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only thing is, even if it's good, if Allah is giving you a good test, it is through a medium, isn't it? If it is bad, it is also through a medium. But the source is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah allows it to happen, that's why it happens. Even if you want to cause yourself anything bad, it won't happen if Allah does not allow it. So Allah's wish must be there. Mashi'at life has to be there. So even our actions are created. Wallahu khalaqakum wa ma ta'malun. Allah says, I created you and created your action. So even the action of that shaitan is being created. So Allah, everything is coming from Allah. Now the question of maybe getting to know, okay, there are some evil human beings who are involved. It's by a way of prayer that Allah exposes. For instance, somebody is having headache. Every test is showing that, and the maybe even the scan, none of the holes are blocked. All the sinuses in the head, none is blocked, it's well arranged. No high blood pressure. The amount of blood that is going to the superior part of the body is okay. Now, where is the problem? Maybe he has been taking drugs. Maybe in trying to attempt maybe to do ruqya, because it's one of the ways to cure sickness in Islam. Maybe a jinn appears and confessed. Maybe he's one that has been disturbed. You know, say, okay. Normally, you know how it is done. Ruqya, you give the jinn chances to elderly or ready to be destroyed by the recitation of the Quran. If you choose to leave, fine, then you have to promise, I am not coming back. And he also promised that if you come back again, may he be destroyed. In certain situations, the jinn might have confessed certain things. The jinn can say, I kept this thing there. Are you getting me? Or certain things is what has happened, not like in the case of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet woke up in the morning Certain things he has not done, he will be asking, have I done it? Have you gotten it? Maybe he has not stolen seed his money. He said, Aisha, have I stolen seed? Aisha was looking at him. This is unusual of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He is doing things that are unusual. And he was not agile. Are you getting it? He cannot even stand up. So in his own, the Prophet's own, the angels have conducted the ruqya. One was standing at his at the forehead, the other one on the feet, isn't it? And they were discussing. And they said, this person is afflicted with this, other. In another narration, Malak Jibril came and conducted the ruqya. And it is of their conversation, the Prophet declared that, okay, it was a Jew who took the hair of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, make it in form of a liar or amulet or a talisman, kept it somewhere inside a very deep well, and it's there, and that is why this thing is happening. And that amulet or whatever you call it was wrapped up with about 10 go 11 what do you call it 11 pegs, each one was holding like pins, holding it from different sides, and under now reveals Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas. Surah Al-Falaq 5 verses, Surah Al-Nas 6 verses. So as they were, and the person now sent people to go and bring that thing. He went inside the well, bring it. As they were reciting it, pull out the Prophet Salaf, one of the pegs removed. Min sharri ma khalaq, to the end of Surah An-Nas. And the Prophet became well again. All this happened to the Prophet so that we should learn from that sign. And if it eventually happened, we should also follow the prophetic method. Did the Prophet say, go and call that Jewish man, he will kill him? Did he say that? No. It's a sign that you pass through. So you get it. So it can affect any one of us. So, ordinarily, if you have maybe perpetual stomach problems, perpetual headache, and you've been going to the hospital, and you've also been reciting all these verses, ruqya, and it's not been cured, then you now go and face ruqya clearly. Because sometimes perpetual, if you read this story of Bakar, it has been translated in English language, you get it that perpetual stomach pain that does not go. You have been taking all this, what do you call it? Gelatin, and other, and you still there to know that something might be happening. Either one day you might be sleeping and you dreamt that you are eating, and definitely you ate. And that is what is the cause of the problem. So those who know the science of ruqya, by the time they question you, they know which to apply. They might say, okay, drink a particular mixture and you vomit. That's what has been there. So ritual has been disturbing it, which no amount of orthodox God can remove. So we should not attribute problems that this thing that has been happening, this is the person doing it. No, just have it at the back of your mind. Allah is the one that will give the power. But we should always hold on to what? The preventive measure. And when, after all your means of prevention, it still occurs, then we should always go to what? To the real way of treating it. So, saying that, this is the person that has been doing it. Know it. Allah sometimes exposes them to know that you be careful. That is it. Are you getting it? That is just it. For instance, Ahmad did that when they wanted to destroy his nervous system. They gave him a mic, this microphone. And as he was delivering lecture, it was a kind of, is it vibrating? Emitting some waves into him, silently. And whoever does that will face the consequence, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So people have the power Allah gave them such power, and it is for Allah to try us through them. But whenever it comes, we should follow the prophetic way of solving it, and that is all. In trying to solve it sometimes, it might end up in the person being destroyed. That is, the person that is the cause, it is destroyed. Allah will. But if Allah wish in the other way around, Allah will not say, okay, let him continue. Allah only save you, protect you. Sometimes Allah will decide that you come to him through that means to add to his own punishment and what? To serve as atonement for your sins, to serve as expiation from your sins. And you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best way. Allahu alam. I don't know what that is. It's understood. Now you see what more. The first question is as follows. I said there are some special people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the opportunity to see. They'll be watching people in the paradise and people in what? In the hellfire. So these people, who are they, and what can one do to have such a daraja? Some the ulama have different opinions about it. Some ulama says they are those who go to jihad without taking the permission of their parents. So they will not enter paradise. They will not enter. They will be waiting there before Allah finally judges them to go to paradise. But this assertion, this opinion is very weak. There is no hadith about it. One only takes the permission of one's parents. If the jihad is fardh kifaya, are you getting me? Fardh kifaya, in which some people are already doing it, and it is optional. If you are ready, even if you go, they will have to screen you whether you can go or not. But if the jihad fardh ain, you don't need taking permission of your parents. Number two, even if the jihad is fardh ain, and you are the only one surviving your parents, the jihad you are supposed to do is remain and take care of your parents. Are you getting it? So, but the evidence of they are the father of Allah is not found. It's only an assertion. According to what Ibn Qayyim was saying in his Tafsir al-Qayyim, the strongest opinion is that these people are special people. Ibn al-Qayyim even include that the Muazzin, they are the Muazzin, they are part of those who will be there. Because the Prophet said, Allah is going to give them a very long neck, Yawm al-Qiyam, to watch so many things. One of the rewards of their calling to prayer always. And some other people who are darajah, they are just special people, they Wallahu alam. So they will be there, witness this, witness that. Allah has given them that chance. So that's why they are called Ashabul A'raf. Whereas some callers like Ibn Kathir said, judging from what he said, Ashabul A'raf. A'raf is from Arafa, isn't it? A'raf, those who know. So they are going to be those who are versatile in Islamic knowledge. They will be the one to be in that position. Allah knows best who are they. But it is the amount of commitment to Islam that will lead to that. Allah Ta'ala has. So the second question about that, the death itself will be slaughtered. Now that the death is slaughtered, is it going to hellfire or paradise? The death will die a death of your final death. When the death has gone to paradise, the paradise will still be looking at the death. This is the death now. Why are we taking it? If it goes to hellfire, you know, they said, Ya Ahlul Jannah, Khuludun Falamaw, isn't it? There is no more death. If they are sleeping, even if Falamaw will not work. If it goes to paradise again, so death will die and finally, going to nowhere, it has gone to oblivion. So it has gone to a place that it will it is there, it is dead forever. Oh, you go? Usu do, usu do, what else? Where could this water run? Usu, usu, and all time. Ede, for you. Eh? Where can you do any? No, Allah, any help in the one. Let us for Al-Jannah or Hellfire. Allah, Allah. In the course of my journey, the time of civil came up, time for Zohar, which is the noon prayer, the noon prayer. So, she is thinking that when she alights, when she finally arrives at the destination, she will pray. But she is still in the course of that journey, and she is experiencing her monthly exercise. Would that Zohar be counted as something she has to pay back after a month later? No. Number one. Where she would have paid back is even still no. It is time for Zohar and she is not in a monthly exercise. It is time for us, she is not still in a monthly exercise and she has not prayed. Then it is time for Maghrib. So the time of Zohar and Maghrib have elapsed, isn't it? The time of Zohar and Maghrib elapsed whenever the sun sets. I think we know that the Zohar and Asr have the same time boundaries, just like Maghrib and Isha. So if it's time for Zohar and Asr, he was unable to do it. And the time has passed before she started to experience her monthly exercise when she cannot pray again. If it is due to the fact that she is busy, either in the kitchen, she fails not to do it, what is upon her is to make tawbah, that's all. But if it was time and she was sleeping, she was sleeping, or she forgot. I think you know it can happen that, like that. Maybe it is time for Zohar, you think, okay, I still have time. Let me rush so that I now combine the two. She even forgot that you have not prayed. Do you know it happened? You forgot that you have not prayed. So it is these two instances as reported by Jabir in the hadith from his Muslim that said, Man nasiya awna'an ani salat falisalliha ila hina zakaraha. So when are you recollected? Ah, I have not prayed this. Pray it at that time. So even if you are not a prayer, even if you are a man, it is time for Subhul, or it is time for Zohar, you don't pray. After you don't pray till the time goes. No how the Sunnah Salah says you are going to pay it back. It is Tawbah. You have to repent. You have to do Astaghfirullah and repent. That's all. You don't need to pray again now, certainly. Or you don't know before. What are you doing? Read your book now. Is there in Fiqh Sunnah? Is there in Sahih Fiqh Sunnah? Is there in Sifat Wudu Nabi? Even Sifat Wudu Nabi by one Fahad, is there? No? And I will do it again. I said, let me, any time or other I will be understood. Or let me say it in a one time. Have you understood? You have understood. Let me just do it in English again, and I will do it in Hebrew so that we all understand. And I said, it is time for prayer. You did not observe it. And what makes you not observe it is there is either due to laziness, or due to the fact that you are unmindful of the prayer, or due to one thing not done that you don't pray. And the time has allowed. For instance, you have not prayed God or Asr, and the time has said, isn't it? Or you not say Maghrib and Isha and it is time for Subhu. You don't say it back. You do it back. You repent. That is. And that's what we have as far as the Sunnah Jama'ah is concerned. But it is time for Zuhru or Asr and you forgot. I think you can forget. You know that? Sometimes you forgot that it is the next day. You know this. So after the meeting yesterday, I wanted to pray. I rushed and then the motor car and I forgot that I had not prayed, didn't it? It is now the next day, you remember.
the Prophet said, that very time you remember, observe it there and then. فَلْيُسَلِّيهَا هِنَا ذَكَرَهَا Reported by Imam Muslim. Then you slept off. It is time for Salatu Zuhur, and you wanted to combine Zuhur and Asr. And during the time of Asr, you slept. And you only woke up after 8 o'clock in the night. The time of Zuhur and Asr has elapsed. When you woke up, فَلْيُسَلِّيهَا, isn't it? You pay it back. After these two instances, there is no instance you are allowed to repay back any salat. Even if you are in a motor car is not a reason. If you are in a motor car, you don't have obligation, it is time for you to say, okay, maybe by the time I reach, I'll pray. And you are still in the motor car, the time of action is going, and the time is about to set. Whether you have obligation or not, do the iqama and pray there and then. Yes. Whatever the motor car case, no problem. Because these are shurutu shuhatu salat. Istiqbal al-qibla is shurutu shuhatu salat. They are the conditions that, they are not conditions to validate your prayer. They are conditions to better your prayer. And must be followed if it is available. If it is not available, you don't pay. Even your ablution, you can't do ablution, don't delay your being in Janaba and you just do Tayammum and pray, isn't it? Which take care of the battle and the ablution. So these are shurutu shuhatu salah. This is what our scholar says. So somebody now, the case study we are trying to treat is somebody, is a woman in her menses, or is close to her menses. She is in a car, and it is time for her zuhur, or up. She has not prayed. And she is thinking that whenever I come down, I pray. Isn't it? She has not come down. What happened? The menses started. She started experiencing, I am now in my menstrual cycle. What happened is she's not paying back anything. And she has not committed anything. How that is? No, she's not paying it back. But if she has come down, she has the time to pray. And she has not observed the prayer. And the sun set. What happened? She do tawbah. And no paying back of what? Of that prayer she missed. After this explanation, I now come to man, to us. You are a man. It is time for zuhur. You are still busy doing one thing or the other. It is time for us. You are still busy doing one thing or the other. The authentic opinion of the four manhaj, even you can read this fiqh alam azahib al-arba by Ibn Jubayri. It is stated by all the madhab al-jama'ah that if it happens like that, what you need to do is tawbah. Because you have shown Allah that you don't have concern. And Allah does not want your salat anymore. So you should do tawbah. Even the ulama al-mu'asirin, the contemporary scholars, including the Ba'd, the Sayyidin, al-Bani, all of them agreed. If you only pray, maybe now as you're discussing, we'll not discuss that. Yesterday, when it was, and what made you to discover now is, you came here today, it was Zuhur time, and you did not pray. But when you join, maybe the American is kicking his car and you just rush. And you want to ask, so when I went here today, I only joined them to pray after, when it was time. So I forgot to pray Zuhur. The Prophet said, what? So he said, Leha, he is the color. Even if it's now you remember, you just leave the class quietly, go and observe the Zuhur of yesterday, you missed. Or you slept over. These are the two examples. You can read more explanation to this in the explanation of Imam Nawawi to Sahih Muslim, where he brought all the taqwa under this hadith. And again, the explanation of Usaymin again in this short of Riyadh Salihin. And to get more hadith on this issue, go and read Sahih Fiqh Sunnah by Abu Malik. Allahu Ta'ala. Is it clear?